You're listening to SBS News.
5.5 months and counting, Yang Hengjun is still detained with no charges laid in a secret location in China. Now, his wife Yuan Ruijuan, an Australian permanent resident, has been prevented from leaving the country, according to the couple's Australian lawyer, Robert Starry.
Mrs. Yuan attempted to leave Beijing Thursday night Australian time, and she was stopped by security services at Beijing Airport. They implemented an exit ban to prevent her from leaving the country. And we understand from sources in China that she was then interrogated for a period of 2 hours, and she's now being prohibited from leaving. She's done nothing wrong at all. She's got permanent residence in this country, and she should have freedom of movement.
Friend and supporter of the pair, Feng Chongyi, who was also detained in China 2 years ago, says he's disappointed with what he calls Australia's soft approach to Mr. Yang's case. He fears Chinese authorities are seeking to use Ms. Yuan to force a confession from her husband, Mr. Yang, who's been critical of China in his writing.
It's quite scary situation. Not only for herself, but also for her relative, her family. She actually extremely depressive, living that fear that the secret police can get her anytime.
Human rights advocate Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch agrees that greater Australian intervention is needed.
I'm sure that the Australian government has been doing what it can behind closed doors, but it's really time now to escalate that approach. I think it's extremely concerning that steps have been taken against Yang's wife. The fact that she is a permanent resident should not be an impediment to the Australian government supporting her and also ensuring that she gets effective support.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute believes the federal government's approach so far has hurt, not helped, Mr. Yang's case.
Yes, I think it's very directly connected to a fear that China would punish Australia economically if we're seen to be too vocal on issues. But that's not consistent with what our government claims to be a values-based foreign policy. And surely a critical value here is that we look after the interests of Australian citizens. If they have been arrested without charge and have been held without charge for almost 6 months.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has told SBS News the government has raised Mr. Yang's case regularly with China at senior levels and have requested his case be treated fairly, transparently and expeditiously. They also said they continue to provide Mr. Yang with consular access and have asked for clarification regarding the reasons for his detention. They added that if he has been detained purely for his political views, that he should be released. Under Chinese law, Mr. Yang's six-month detention is due to expire in 2 weeks, and he must either be charged or released.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.